side of the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Ray Reno and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas! With mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrill to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain bastards as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Feed, Ray Carino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway side. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
You've heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88.
We're doing a little ragtime here on Motormouth Radio today, Long Island's only automotive talk show, with your hosts, Ray Guarino and the wingman,
the other guy,
Joe D. We are fortunate to be cruising on a Rocket 88 today because we have in the studio with us two of our good friends from the Long Island Oldsmobile Show, Bob Jones, Tom Walsh. How you guys doing today?
Hey, we're doing great.
Doing great, Ray.
Excellent.
Thanks for bringing us back.
Great to have you.
It's good to have you back. People can get in on this show if you want to talk to these gentlemen about their upcoming car show, the Spring Dust Off, as we know it, with the longest sheet in the world. It was the longest. I get this. You get it in the mail, and you open it up. It's like the Dead Sea Scrolls, because it comes out like, I want to unroll it.
Hey, a rap sheet as long as my arm, and so is that car show.
Yeah. You can call us at 516-572-7440. Of course, you can catch up with us on all the things we do on our website, motormouthradio.com. And that we've become proficient with social media.
We're on. Speak for yourself.
You're doing pretty good yourself, Joe, these days.
Thank you.
We're on Twitter, which is Motormouth Radio, and on Joe's favorite Instagram,
Real_
with Motormouth Radio, which is actually my favorite. I do like Instagram better because I get to share a lot of pictures and all. I think I sometimes misspeak about this stuff, but I'll correct it.
I had to put a yellow marker on the underscore key.
Yeah, okay. And we're use Braille, yeah. And we're on Facebook, you know, Faccia Brutta Book. We're on there, too. We play with that and at Motormouth Radio. And you can check out all the things we do during the week when we're not doing this show. That's how
on
we
social media stuff there.
Yeah, we catch everybody up. But, gentlemen, we're here today to talk about the Spring Dust Off. And it wouldn't be a dusty show today with the rain. So
here we go again. I guess it's a good thing we moved our date.
Right.
Because it rained anyway, once again, on the first Sunday of May. But we're scheduled for the third Sunday of May this year.
Right.
For the first time. And hopefully we're going to get a break with some weather.
Yeah, we'll probably get some beautiful weather.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, let's go with that. Got my fingers crossed for it.
Yeah, you know, next week, we do have the next week is Mother's Day, so we have, just so you know, Bob, your headphone is backwards. No, it's like,
that was his head, the phones are fine.
the soft part goes on your ear.
Right.
Now I can hear you.
He thought he was a World War II bomber. He thought he was in a B-17 for a minute with the one side.
I was wondering why one side only worked.
Right. You thought you had a head cold, right? Yeah, that happens when you're in the studio.
He thought it was him. Yeah.
I thought he hit my head again.
So next week is our Mother's Day extravaganza, Joe. You and I get to share
the highlights of the past year.
It's kind of the closest we get to a best of. Our predecessor, Chris Switzer.
Well, best is a relative term.
Well, right.
But yeah.
Well, best of for us is, you know, so it is what it is.
The stuff that didn't suck.
Right. Or that sucked that bad, right. So, yeah. Or people who thought we sucked, who told us about it. So that was.
Yes. Well, so let's face it, there's plenty of them. Yeah.
So that's next week. And then the week after is the Spring Dust Off, which is also the Tobey Beach show at the beach, which we're doing a live remote from. So we we wanted to come in and
a little
see
competition.
You guys at your show. Right, but, you know, that's with rain dates on Long Island, that's what happens, and there's really no avoiding it. You know, it's just the way it is. So we're going to be busy. Yeah.
Well, Tobey's going on their rain date, and mm-hmm. we're going on our rain date. Well, our first date, what used to be our rain date.
So. Yeah. Well, we moved, and mostly for to get away from them, and they moved themselves, and then they got rained out, and we ended up on the same day anyway. So, you can't,
what are the chances?
Yeah. So that's it. So now we see what happens.
You could draw lots. You could throw dice. You could look at a Ouija board, and you know what?
It's weather.
At the end of the day, Mother Nature calls the score, right?
Don't mess with Mama Nature.
No.
It's weather.
So that's the thing. Well, so what's that, Joe?
That's you don't mess with Mother Nature.
It was a commercial about that, right?
It was butter, I think, or something,
right? Yes, it was margarine. I think it was... what margarine was that? If you know, give us a call at 516-572-7440. Remember the woman...
Or if you haven't, we got bagels here.
Yeah. Dark hair, long flowing thing. She was in the forest and said, it's not nice to mess with Mother Nature.
That's right.
That's right. I remember that.
I remember that one.
It wasn't parquet. I don't remember what it was, though. It was something. Somebody, one of our listeners will know what it is, and they'll let us know. You can be sure of that. So, so listen, guys, even having done this show for so many years, you've both been involved with it for a long time, what's involved in the prep, and how much work do you have to do to get this thing flying again?
Oh, we start, quite a few months ago. It's just getting first of all, club members in line, who's going to do what job, getting flyers ready. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for vendors. We can't get enough vendors.
Yeah. How's that been? Has that changed through the years for you guys, the vendors?
We actually have less, and we keep trying to get more.
Right.
So it's been a little tricky, and, we'll see maybe with a different date. Because we get a lot of vendors are saying that they already have something scheduled for that week.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll get something different. We keep hoping, we keep trying. And mostly what we've been pushing is at least trying to make the family experience where we're trying to do stuff for the kids. And I'd like to get more vendors with, for the ladies.
Big push on that.
Jewelry or makeup or anything, but... we just keep working on it.
Let's see if we have a vendor on the line now. We'll go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouse.
Hi, this is Dr. Jeffrio. How you doing, Joey D?
Dr. Jeffrio, a blast from my past. How are you, sir? Good to hear you.
That was chiffon margarine with the lady with the crown there.
I figured you would know it.
See?
Great.
Folks, Dr. Jeffrio and I worked on the tech line at Standard Motor Products back in the day.
Really?
And he was... He was our general. He just knew a lot of stuff. besides cars.
Okay.
Astronomy and nuclear stuff and... Right. He was just... he was just one of them Renaissance men.
But, aren't we all to some degree? I mean, if you could pull the knowledge that's in any room with his car guys, you'd be scared, I think, what you found would come out of it. But, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, that's cool.
And he used to sit on the other side of the wall from me. We had cubicles, so we used to hear each other's comments.
Yeah.
Yes, the bad ground comment will live forever, right?
Yeah. Some of our callers just weren't... Well, let's just say they were a couple of pickles short of a jar.
Yeah. A couple spears short of a dill. So what are you up to now? What do you do these days?
Oh, right now I'm inspecting cars that come off a lease. I write people up for all their dings, dents, scratches, and cigarette burns.
Okay. All right.
He is a very observant person, so that's a good job for him.
That's good.
Not so good for the people who own the car, though.
No.
But, hey, listen, it actually belongs to the leasing company, so they might as well have the whole deal.
Right.
And cool. Have you heard anything more about that Kia besides what we texted about back and forth yesterday?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm sure she still got it up at the dealership, but it looks like they did a quick and dirty diagnostic and threw an ECM into the fire.
That was a very quick and very dirty diagnostic based on that shot you emailed me yesterday. I'm gonna have to apologize. I was on the floorboard of a rusted out 87 Mustang, which was a no start, and there was like water and fish and stuff in the computer. And somebody had broken the passenger side window, so I had glass in my hair.
Oh, God.
We were just talking before about being bald versus being hairy. Well,
I'm the ball guy.
I can see the pro and con dynamic already. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was kind of. I stood up and I was like, it was kind of like a stripper exploded next to me with all.
And we're not even going to talk about creepers, right? Rolling around with a creeper.
Oh yes, hair and a creeper. Hair. Yes, exactly. Ooh, that's always fun.
Yikes.
So I was trying to type with. I was trying to. Text with one hand and trying to remember my four pins in the other in the other hand. Yeah. So I was a little bit distracted. My apologies, Jeff.
Oh, that's all right. I could tell you were busy. That's why I left you alone.
Right. Yeah. I was up to my eyeballs. You know, stuff. You know, scopes hanging out of one car and a test light and I missed a fluky on the other one and I don't know which way to go first. So
all right.
Hey, listen, I heard the intro to the show. What the hell is an Oldsmobile?
Boy, them's fighting words.
Oh, boy, they don't make those anymore.
No. Well, like, actually, a lot of us have orphans,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oldsmobiles make cars from 1897 to 2004.
Wow. Right.
And they made that's where REO Speedwagon got their name.
Yeah. Yes, the Rio, yeah.
Yeah, the Rio.
The Olds. Yep.
Right, very good.
See what I mean by he knows stuff?
Yeah.
Not
that's
much.
Very good. Right.
David.
Cool. Yeah, I got some hubcaps for 14-inch rims on a Cutlass or a Omega if you want them. They're nice.
Oh, yeah.
Bring them to somebody who needs them.
Bring them to the show.
Come to the dust off.
Actually, they're really wheel covers. People just call them hubcaps.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Hubcap was a smaller affair. Right.
Yes, we used to have to correct people at the dealership all the time for that.
Mm-hmm.
You want a wheel cover,
hubcap is
sir.
A bearing cover.
Right.
Or just the thing that
you... He knows a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, you would feed your dog... With
a dog dish,
Well,
and how many of those became inverted ashtrays in the offices? You know, a lot of those.
No. That's pistons.
Pistons, too. True, but I've seen dog dishes from the heavy smokers. I guess it's when everybody in the shop used to smoke. You know,
right.
But
that with the fire extinguisher right next to it.
Right.
Now pistons from a nice big diesel like a 371.
Yes. Absolutely. That was another staple of the shop.
Yes.
You know? All right,
good
Doc,
to talk to you. Stay in touch, man.
We're going
to
run because we got another call.
We will mold the key over when we get more of a time, okay?
All right, I'll be listening.
All right.
Great to hear from you, man. Take care.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See you guys. Bye.
All right. And we'll go back to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello, Ray and Joe. This is Joe from South Hempstead. I spoke to you guys a long time ago. I have a 95 Buick Roadmaster. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
How you doing?
All right. Pretty good. You guys saved me with a fuel line problem. I ended up fixing that. And I know Ray has sent me a bunch of emails when I was first hunting. So now I have a quick question. I know you guys are busy.
Sure.
But,
well, we're busy doing car stuff, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask about the ceiling fan or the lawnmower just yet.
Okay.
Good.
So what do you guys think about resonator or muffler delete in New York State? Is it passable?
Oh. What do you mean on a car like the Roadmaster?
Yeah.
I don't think nobody's going to
notice. No, resonator delete certainly is. And, you know, part of the New York State inspection is a visual under the car. So they have to see that things are in place and... I don't know anybody who would flag somebody for a resonator missing, you know, for sure.
I mean, at least if there was a pipe there going out to the back bump, but yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, as long as the thing is in a frigging gas chamber,
right?
Nobody's going to bother you, now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the resonator delete was always nice for people who had to replace the system more economically.
Correct.
However, you know, there were some people's like, my car sounds louder. It doesn't sound like a Buick anymore.
Exactly.
Cut it out. Yeah. Turn the radio up. Come on.
Right.
Or if the demographic of many larger Buick owners, they just turn the hearing aid down.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, so we got you covered.
Yeah. No, I think you're fine.
Yeah, don't sweat that, man.
Okay.
I
was thinking about replacing the mufflers, and you know, there's a lot involved with that. In the do-it-yourself world, as far as, like, you know, the right size and the right pipes. And then I said, what if I just do a muffler delete? And then I wasn't sure if that would pass, the, you know, with the mufflers.
What? You know, you may not like the sound of that. And with a car like that, you buy a cat back system. You know, so it's all engineered with the correct flanges and the hangers and everything. You just, you know, you buy it the way you want, with the mufflers you want and with or without. I don't know if I've even seen a cat back system with resonators. I don't know.
Yeah, I would have to look. I think the Buick would normally have something like that.
Well, you know? Yeah, the Impalas do.
Right,
you know,
yeah.
My Impala does. Same car.
But that's the kind of the differentiation between the divisions, that where you would have the quieter,
right,
you know, more sedate sound and exhaust on.
But
that,
I know the aftermarket stuff, like mm-hmm. the Orla or the
right,
whoever, and pick your exhaust supplier. You know, they usually do not have resonators. So yeah, start bumping around the websites and see what you can find and base your decision on that.
If not, we'll hear you coming.
Right,
that's for sure.
That's really for sure.
Do you guys still go to Belmore?
Occasionally, yeah. Well,
now,
this year
now and again,
it's,
yeah.
It's a new year, right?
It all depends on how much stuff I've left over.
Starting.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Unfortunately for me, by the time Friday night comes, by the time I get done,
yeah, I know.
It's like, okay, let's get home and hit
the
couch.
I've had some of them myself, so
you know, so.
But it's a new season, so we have hope.
Yeah, and who knows? Maybe there's more energy drinks out there.
All right, Joe. Well, let us know what happens with that. Keep us up. Keep us up to date. Don't be a stranger.
Yeah, by all means. Be all strange, right, but don't be a stranger.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Take care, boys.
Take care.
All right, guys. We are going to take our first break, and we're going to, I think we're going to, I have no particular thing to do or no particular thing I want to talk about. So
we're not going to go a cappella, are we?
No, we won't. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a minute. Ray Guarino, Joe D, and we got Bob and Tom from the Long Island Olds Club. Keep it where you got it, 90.3 WHPC.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
My word, Joe is duck walking across the studio bench. I never saw Joe's hips move like that.
Wow, you look at that.
That's because we're gonna have now we're gonna have to get the friggin' impact gun and screw him back on.
I didn't know you could do that, Joe. Every week you kind of amaze me with your musical prowess.
Rock and roll imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yes, it is. So we are back, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, Tom Bob, the Long Island Olds Club. We're talking cars, we're talking car shows.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we have another caller.
We're talking phone stuff.
We'll talk phone stuff, too. We'll do this and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Surprise, surprise. It's the Bronc. How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bronc! What's going on, bro?
Just getting my butt out of bed, having a cup of coffee, and I'm up a little early. So I figured, let me just give a call, say hi, and see what the hell's going on. I see you got the guys from the Olds Club.
Yes.
Which
yes.
brings back a lot of memories. My second car in my life. 65442.
Tell us about that. That's one of Bobby's favorite. Yeah, and Tommy's too. Yeah.
Right, it was a convertible. I bought it. It had the power slide, you know, with the 400, that kind of thing. And then here goes the question of the decade. What does 442 stand for? There's two schools of thought. What is the real answer, first of all?
It depends on the year.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, well,
64 was special. I think that was the first year.
64 was a four-barrel.
No, mine was 65. 65.
Okay. Yeah, it changed then.
But we got to go back to 64.
You start at 64. Okay. You got four-barrel, four-speed, dual exhaust.
Right. Yep.
You get
okay, it wasn't 400, four-speed.
That's 65.
Dual exhaust, or 400, four-barrel, dual exhaust.
Four-speed. And yeah, there were no automatics.
Yeah, there were no automatics, right. And there were no 400s in 64. So you had basically four-speed, four-barrel, dual exhaust for 64
okay.
only.
Okay, so that's the original designation.
Yes.
Yes.
And got it.
And 65, it changed to...
The 400.
400 right. and four-barrel and dual exhaust.
Yes.
And because
okay,
it's 65...
Okay, everybody argues with that. And I never knew the exact... What was right, what was wrong.
Well, they had to change...
Both designations are right, depending on the year, correct?
Correct. That's
it
true.
Was too much demand for automatic transmission, which was not available in 64.
Well, that
so
was
that's,
the,
and, that's really what
and
changed.
And that wasn't a Powglide. It was a Super Turbine 300.
Yes.
If I'm correct, yes. So
almost like 2.5 speeds.
Yeah.
With a switch pitch.
Switch pitch converter. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the two-speed
converter. That got yanked out, because I got my hands on... a 455 Toronado engine. And then I got my hands on a 67 Pontiac Turbo Tranny with the his and her dual gate.
A Turbo 400.
And I threw that, yep, I threw that setup in. And I got a friend of mine was working with Olds, and it was the W32 package, I believe. That was the optional package.
Yes. Yeah.
For the engine performance package. And I took it to the track, used to go out to National Speedway. And I was turning mid-12s with that thing, driving out there from the Bronx, turned 12s and drove it home.
So very respectable.
It was a great little car.
Yeah,
not
yeah.
bad.
A lot of torque in those motors.
Yep,
very
yep.
respectable. Yeah, those were the yeah. days, huh, Brock?
Yeah.
They were the days, boy, back in the 60s. Good time with that kind of nonsense,
yes,
you know?
Yes.
And then you start thinking of all the cars you had, and you wish, well, I wish I had that, wish I had that, wish I had that over the years.
Oh, yeah.
So it was pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, right. Both Tommy and I right now still have 65 442s.
Oh, fantastic.
We both have convertibles, and I happen to have hardtop.
Yeah.
Beautiful
car.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the things we did was, on the side vents where it had the 442, a lot of people didn't know is that they were actually chrome-plated and painted over. So if you stripped the paint off, you had a chrome insert.
That's true.
Wow, why was that? I wonder why that was. Why would they paint over chrome?
I don't know.
They painted over chrome a lot. You know,
wow.
it's strange.
Okay.
But, yeah, you could do that. You see that on a lot of cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and most guys don't know about that, and I really don't remember how I found out about it. I was a dumbass kid back then, so to speak.
We all were.
Well, I was in my 20s, so...
That's still a kid.
Yeah, I was in my 20s, yeah. Just breaking 20s then, yeah.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, so having fun with that. Yeah, then you look over the years, that kind of thing. I'll give you a real funny story before I say goodnight. I just finished working on this Bronco. It was a 70 Bronco with a 302 transplant. Certain people should not be allowed to go near cars.
Yeah,
you ever get that?
Oh,
right.
That.
So upon doing it, whatever this guy did that my friend bought the car from, just some of the highlights. He used the GM style starter motor and ran it through the Ford solenoid. So he had two solenoids, operating a solenoid.
Okay.
All right, that was number one. Number two, he used the original voltage regulator, but put an internal internal regulator alternator, and wired that through the regulator. How he did that, I have no idea.
That's nice.
It was just a big rat's nest.
Wow, that sounds like a little, like that could almost be political with too much regulation.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. Good call, Joe.
I got to play politician now. I got to get the cream CD.
I'm sorry.
And then one of my favorites is when people do wiring.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of strange wiring in my life.
Yeah.
This was pretty bizarre. To wire up the temperature gauge, he used a 12-gauge outdoor Romex, the gray Romex, and he spliced it with 16-gauge speaker wire.
Oh, with fusible link.
From the agony to the ecstasy there.
Yeah. Right, so evidently...
Wow. Maybe the Romex was rubbing
better,
on the fan belt or something.
It took me 2 weeks. I guess he ran out of electrical tape, so he used Band-Aids.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
Band-Aids? Well...
Band-Aids.
Well, you know, it's only fair. I used electrical tape for Band-Aids.
Right.
Yesterday when I punched in my
too.
Hand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the old thing. In fact, this kid that works with me, nice kid, 16 years old, he wants to learn. He got a cut on his finger. So he goes, oh, he got a cut there. So I took some silicone grease, I sprayed it on the thing, and I wrapped some electrical tape around it. I get back to work and shut up.
There you go.
As long as you're not getting blood on somebody's upholstery, who cares?
Well, that's the whole idea. That's why electrical tape works good. It doesn't come off, and the blood don't seep out.
Right.
All right,
Brock.
And you stick
that,
it places that nobody knows when you pull it back out.
Well, anyway, guys, I'm going to go have my coffee. I just want to touch base. Great things are going good. Keep it up.
Yep.
You're doing a great job, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you.
Thanks, Brock.
Thank you, Brock.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
So
all right, we have another call. We'll go back to the line here.
Phones are on fire.
Great things are going good.
And we'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, who are we speaking with?
Rob.
Rob, yes. What's happening,
hi,
Rob?
Let me ask you something on a Ford Freestar, right? 3.9.
Uh-huh.
The coil packs are notorious for going bad.
Sure.
They crack and then you wind up with cylinder one misfire, two misfire, whatever.
Yeah.
What's your feeling on, because I don't want to put another dime into this monster. What's your feeling on epoxying over the coil pack? Even if I pull it and I epoxy it over it.
You mean like instead of like Band-Aids?
Seal it up on the outside. Would that stop?
Well, okay. First of all, you're talking about dielectric.
you know, the dielectric properties of the epoxy, which, you know, I'm sure the epoxy is better than like air.
Yeah,
but it still ain't right. Now, you still have the issue of that why it burnt is because there was something wrong.
Correct.
Which I'm being very general here for a second. And then there's something called...
No, sometimes what happens is they just crack. They stress crack.
Yeah, that's because they're running too hot. Which could be because the... could be the way that the coil was made. If there was bubbles... You know, they do have epoxy in them, but a very specific compound. What happens is that sometimes there's air bubbles which find their way, you know, they find the weak spot, next thing you know, it's to the outside world, and
it was like that hernia I had.
Yeah, kind of, right?
Find its way to the weak spot, and then boom, you got it.
Very, very little blood, though. Yeah.
I got to put the mesh on there, or what?
Maybe a little mesh,
Yeah, just not metal. The other thing is that there's a phenomenon called tunneling, which means that, you know, that's actually three coils. Okay, 3.9, that's V6, right? Am I in the right neighborhood there? Anyway,
regardless of what size is, what is tunneling?
You ever hear of wells? Wells.
Yeah, Wells. Yeah.
Yeah, Wells.
Yeah. Right. Very respected old company. Yeah.
Right, they have a technical hotline you could call up, and there's a lot of things on their website. There's a way to test the coil pack for, resistance or whatever, and as long as it works. I mean, the coil could be good. It could be just stress cracked, and that's what's causing it to short out on the block or wherever.
It's arcing to the outside world, yeah. Because tunneling is internal arcing, which you'll never get to at that point. You might as well throw the coil away. I mean, if it's electrically, if the resistances are fine, the primary and secondary resistances are okay, yeah, it'll still work. It's just like that's the Dutch boy with his finger in the dike over there. You know, eventually he's just going to find someplace else. The other thing, you know, so in that regard there, you know, can you buy yourself some time? Yes. But at some point or another, it will come and bite you.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. Rob, I hope that helps. But,
Well, I don't want to dump any more money into this.
I understand.
I mean, I could pick up a coil pack for $65 or whatever the hell they are, but... Yeah. I'm just done. You know what I mean?
Hey, run down.
You probably have some other stuff going on with the truck too, right?
You can always really roll the dice, take a roll down to the junkyard, and see if they got something off a junk motor.
Yeah.
You know, that is a possibility too, because if it's an original equipment that lasted as long as it did, you know what I mean?
Something.
As long as there's nothing wrong with the car.
Right.
All right, because sometimes them Ford systems double trigger the they have redneck MSD. They have Ford has multi strike anyway, and what happens is too many strikes and you're out.
Yeah.
Basically the coil overheats. So, yeah, that might be worth the shot. You know what I mean? Boneyard.
Forget about it. It's just the design of it to begin with. The onboard computer there, whatever. What is the computer that runs that whole thing? It's up on the underneath the.
It's problematic. That's outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What year is the truck? That's like a 90-something.
It's a 04.
All right, so that's Eek 5. Yeah, that's the Ford Eek 5 system, which is actually not bad as they go, but where they put it in that place, and also some drivetrains and computers are just... There was more hangovers in the engineering department than other cars, so yeah.
All right, anyway.
You got that.
Rob, well, keep us up on what goes on. And,
yeah,
and
let us know how you make out.
I'll give it a shot, and I'll...
Send us a picture of your epoxy subculture when you get a chance.
Yeah, send it to Motor... send it to... The address is on the website, and we'll do something with it.
All right.
Thanks, Rob.
Cool, man. Take care.
All right. So long. All right, we're going to take our next break. This caller's going to have to wait. He'll come back. You know.
Yeah, hang on, Quill.
He's throwing the dice, shooting numbers. I got some numbers planned. Let's see if we can. And we're going to throw the dice.
Italian and American stereotyping again. Really?
I'm allowed, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Modern Meth Radio. It's okay. Ray Guarino, Joe D. We got Tom and Bob here from the Long Island Olds Club. We'll be back with more in a minute. Keep where you got it on WHPC 90.3.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, giddy up.
This show is brought to you by the Town of Oyster Bay Long Island Car Show, which has been rescheduled. It's happening Sunday, May 19th at Tobey Beach off Ocean Parkway from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a free community event featuring a judged car show, children's activities, clothing and craft vendors, and a food truck midway. Visit WHPC's Motormouth Radio, broadcasting live at noon. More information is available online at carshowli.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatles Songs, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Giddy up with that 409. Yes, that's better. Giddy up with that 409. I told you we were going to play with numbers. And, you know, another thing we should know about is XP45, the show called Rising Stars on this station, Mondays at 9 p.m. Rick Eberle, he plays the best in independent emerging artists' music from Long Island, New York, and the world. You want to check that out, Rising Stars. It's a great show. Fellas, speaking of a great show, back to the old show. You're doing something this year that's very altruistic. Tell us.
Yeah, we're
what that's about.
We're trying to do the family show, and there are plenty of family things that we're doing there. We have the bouncy house and the basketball shoot, and we've got face painting, Groovy Faces by Lou.
Okay.
She's coming out, and she's going to be doing the face painting. She's very well established, does a nice job with the kids. We've got a caricature guy by the name of Andy, can draw pictures,
draw a picture
of your car, you can draw a picture of your kids.
Nice.
So he's going to be there along with the food and the refreshments. But I think one of the big things we're doing this year is we've partnered with John Thiessen. John Thiessen's Children's Foundation, based out of Wantore. John Thiessen is a cancer survivor himself, and for the last 28 years has dedicated his life to those families and children with cancer. And for 7 years running, he has been voted the best Long Island charity. So we've partnered with John, and John's going to be attending. We're going to run a silent auction. So John is bringing all kinds of prizes. We're going to have things like tickets and baskets and things of that nature. So anyone can come over to the area where the kids are. John's going to be there and basically take chances on a silent auction.
Nice.
And the prizes will all go. All the money raised at that silent auction is going to the John Thiessen Children's Foundation.
Okay,
he does a great job.
It's a great cause, and it's a local cause.
Yeah,
and it stays here on Long Island.
Right.
It's like the thing Billy Joel did years ago. Charity begins at home.
Yeah.
All the money raised stays here. It benefits Long Island and area people, which is great. I mean, it's kind of nice to take care of your own.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's just a fantastic person. He's come down to our meetings. Yeah. If you look up his website, you can see the work he's done. And if I'm not mistaken, he raises somewhere over $1.5 million a year.
Wow.
And then takes that money and applies it to the families and the kids that need it. He has a place I believe it's Wantore Avenue.
Yes.
And he has about 18 big screen TVs and the Xboxes so the kids can come in and play.
Right.
And I think this all started when he was in a hospital, when he was a young man, maybe 17 or 18, and a young girl touched his heart by bringing him a toy.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, for years, John would collect toys for holidays.
Right, right.
And that expanded into this wonderful charity on Long Island that he does so much for people. So please come out and support the John Thiessen Foundation, Children's Foundation. Please come over and look at the prizes and purchase a couple of tickets for the charity. And again, all goes to the charity.
I touched the light and it went off. You're right. Yeah. That's great.
I wonder how you were doing that.
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Magic.
We're going to go back.
Okay, Uncle Festa.
We're going to go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths. Caller, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hello, how are you?
Yes. Who are you speaking with?
I'm John Day up in Canada.
Hey, John, how are you?
Whoa. Not too bad, guys. How's it going today?
Good. We got the Oldsmobile guys in today talking about their upcoming car show.
Yep.
Yeah, cool. You can't beat those old buggers, 442s. Awesome era.
Yeah.
You got
awesome
that right.
Era. I have a question.
Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, Jim Stella says hi.
Thanks. Good to hear you guys. But anyways, 1998 Astro all-wheel drive 4.3.
All right.
That's nice. Near and dear to Bob's heart.
Yeah. Love those.
Yeah, I got it from Saskatchewan a while back, and I've replaced quite a bit trying to keep her going, and it runs well. But I have a big issue going uphill, you know, and then you slow down behind somebody, say, doing about 60, 70, and then you put your foot back into the floor.
Right.
And it chugs, and we're losing power. So I got to pull over, let it kind of idle out, maybe rev it up a little bit till it smooths out. So I've been talking to one of my good guys here, and he's saying possibly the shutter wheel in the distributor.
Because
when I'm driving flat, no problem. If I feather the gas going uphill, I can get through that 80 to 92, and it's fine. I've replaced fuel pump mass sensor. Like,
I was just gonna say, I would be thinking air and fuel first.
Yeah,
but. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. So,
I've been chasing it for a year, and every time I do something, a little bit improves. I gutted the cat.
Okay.
Because it would burn up quick. So I agree with you guys on the fuel and air mixture, but I've replaced a hell of a lot.
Okay.
And the shutter wheel, I believe, is with split aluminum pins or rivets to hold it.
Right.
And I've heard that they loosen up, so a lot of guys were JB welding it into position.
Right.
I'm just wondering, because I asked the dealer to check it twice, and they did nothing. Anyways, they don't know anything unless it's a 2017.
Yeah, I know that. Anything more than 5 years old is a dinosaur.
Well, I had a big
dealer.
Argument with their
I'll bet. Well, do we have access to scan data? Okay, let's back up a little bit. First thing, that's the cam sensor in the distributor. That's all it is. It's the cam sensor.
Okay.
What that does is basically it indexes number one for injector firing and misfire counting.
Okay. Right?
Everything else is the crank sensor's job. Okay. So as far as that goes, there's not a heck of a lot that's going to get done by that. And if you have access to scan data, pretty much what you do is you just, they call that cam retard. You know what I mean? Which
yep.
So what you do is you watch your cam retard, which should pretty much stay. Well, ideally it's zero, but if it's as long as it's a number that doesn't set a P0016 or a P1345, it's within range. So as long as it ain't bouncing around, distributor's okay. Move on. I would also be looking at fuel trims or O2s. Do they head for the deck when this happens? You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
if it does, you're leaning
key.
Out. Yeah.
Yeah, scan data is key, John. You got to really know.
Now, you did a fuel pump?
Oh, hell yeah. MAF sensor, I've done all that. Yeah, so.
All right, so the parts cannon is duly loaded.
Bugs, wires,
and fire, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't blame you. That's all pretty common stuff, too, but.
Well, it's older. You got to, you know, you can't. It's a 98, so, yeah, they were garbage when you got it, right? Because everything was still dealer on there. It only had 100,000 kilometers on it.
Yeah, which ain't nothing. I mean, you know.
So I chucked all that because it's old. It's 2019. There's no sense even thinking about keeping it.
Right. Well, I mean.
Okay.
You know, on a Vortec motor like that, based on what you're telling me, I would probably want to ride with a fuel pressure gauge on the car. I know you did a fuel pump. You did a fuel pump, but I would ride with a fuel pressure gauge on that because if the fuel volume drops and therefore the pressure, because if you ain't got like at least 55, 58 pounds in that system, you're going to throw the anchor out. You know what I mean? And then by you sitting there and idling, you're just giving it a chance to catch its breath.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, I would kind of get that. I would kind of just get that over with.
Hook it up under the hood and hang it, like, you know, by the cowl somewhere.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have to tape it to the windshield or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ain't that cold, so you don't have to worry about the engine cover not being on.
I'll just get one of my flunkies to hold it.
There you go. That's
cool.
Well, John, your good friend Al, Jeep and Al, says hi to you and your van.
Yeah, he's a good one.
He's a riot, that guy.
Alumni of Plane in Traffic with Lou Santiago and Lou Lee. We do that show during the week too.
Yeah.
So we used to all get on together. We don't get to do that anymore. But
I hear you.
If you, you know, depending on your propensities there, I would probably want to go with scan data first. You know what I mean? Just to see what's happened.
Are there, and I'm just looking for an extra thing to check when I go
in the next couple
of weeks. You know.
Well, then, yeah. If you want to take that approach, I would go with fuel pressure.
Yeah, I know it was done about a year ago, but that doesn't mean it's any good today.
Yeah, that was
right. The other thing I would do is I would do volume. I would hold the volume? I would hold the valve and the gauge open.
Yep.
All right. And either by command, and probably on that truck, you're going to have to jump the fuel pump relay out. It should overfill a 1 pint container inside of 15 seconds. If it doesn't do that, yeah. If you got that, you got pressure, but you ain't got volume. And guess what you burn when you're under a load? It's volume.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, no. If you want to take that nuts and bolts type approach, which is cool, do that first.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds cool.
And let us know, John.
I will.
Yeah, all right.
Have a good day, guys.
Right, you too.
Thanks for calling, John.
Take care, John.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. That was John from Canada, the Great White North.
Look at that. I was going to say 50,000 kilometers. Oh, shit.
100,000 kilometers.
Chucks, that didn't have nothing on it.
Right, right. All right. So we're nearing our last segment. We're going to have one more break in a couple minutes. So just so you guys know, if there's stuff you want to cram into that.
Yeah, if there's any kind of Oldsmobilisms, bring them on now.
Let's
quick
get
before
out.
Somebody else calls with something busted.
Well, yes, that's true. Something else we're doing this year, we're opening up this show to rat rods. If your callers out there want to bring their rat rods, we're trying to get appreciation for those. That's a newer class. And then we also, you know, Oldsmobiles were only made to 2004. And so at this point, we've made that the cutoff for judging.
Sorry, Howie.
Yeah. But, you know, we're getting an appreciation for a lot of these newer high-performance cars. You know, the Mustangs, the Demons, the Hellcats, the Camaros. So we've opened up the show to these 2005 and newer cars up to the present.
Uh-huh.
And we welcome them because there are a lot of people who want to see these cars. And a lot of these cars are pretty neat. And we will enter we do have a class for them, and we will do a judging, but it'll be a judge's choice award. So previous to this, we would put them on display, but if a lot of these guys are doing a lot of things with these cars, and they're very proud of them, and people do want to see them, so we're opening that up, and they can come out and show us those cars.
Yeah.
And also, again, this is an Oldsmobile Club sponsored show, but we get, you know, 40% are Oldsmobiles, and we have classes just for the Oldsmobiles. Mm-hmm. But also, the other 60% of cars are all makes, models, performance, classic, you know, exotics. They're welcome. We have classes for them, too, and trophies for them as well.
Time for all.
What happens if something like one of Jeff's trucks rolls up? Yeah. You got a class for him?
Well, we've been talking
about
this.
We do have a truck class.
We have a truck class, but we've been talking. Yeah. I think we're kind of limited to space, and it's only preliminary. But a lot of shops have some really neat tow trucks, and they have a lot of these bigger trucks. And if we had the space, this would be great to open up a truck class for these trucks.
Yeah.
Not only would they receive the advertising of their trucks,
sure,
but there is a lot out there in these trucks that are really cool and what they're doing with them.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're going to talk about that. Each year we're trying to move forward and, you know, bring in something new to the show.
Right.
So it's not just Oldsmobiles.
Good.
Although we love Oldsmobiles. But
sure.
Bring out all the cars.
Trying to keep it young.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a family show. We want the younger people out there. The younger people have a different appreciation for some of the newer cars. But we're finding the younger people also have a real appreciation for the old classics and performance cars and the muscle cars.
Excellent.
And I think you had a gentleman on the show, maybe a Haggerty article that you were,
Carl Anthony, yeah.
Yeah, Carl Anthony, and talking about the number of young people that are looking for the classic insurance for classic cars.
And people can find that article on automoblog.net or on motormouthradio.com. It was something that Carl asked me to comment on.
Stuff, yeah.
So speaking of the young stuff, let's go. And you know, we had, who was it before that mentioned a racetrack? Bronk mentioned a racetrack. So let's do a little bit of that. Take our last break, and we'll come back and wrap this soiree up on Motor Mouth Radio with Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have Tom and Bob from the Long Island Olds Club. Let's go to Drag City, guys. 90.3 WHPC.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC. Please stay tuned for Motor Mouth Radio on Sundays at 12 noon, every Sunday, exclusively on WHPC. Join the Motor Mouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D. Features, information, guest interviews, tech tips, and all your call-in questions on all topics relating to automobiles. And these guys know their stuff. In case you haven't heard this show, not only is it very informative, it is hilarious at times. A lot of call-ins and a lot of crazy people calling in with problems with their cars. And, okay, Joe and Ray offering their expert opinion on these things and doing it in a somewhat comical fashion.
Yeah, we're whining here on WHPC, Nassau Community College is best, Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, we have Bob Jones and Tom Walsh from the Long Island Olds Club in the studio with us. We got a few minutes left, 516-572-7440 will get a hold of us live.
Yeah, so if there's any Oldsmobile and you need done, let us know. We make it quick.
Now's the time.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that being the case, guys, what's in our last segment? I know we've encapsulated a lot. Is there anything else you want to get out there? This is the time to do it. Well, you know what? Contact information. Give everybody contact.
Yeah. How do we get in touch?
Tom, you go first.
All right. Well, I was told I have to give a shout out to my peeps back home, right? The family that supports us and let us out to do all of this stuff, and especially my trophy girls, my granddaughters that hand the trophies out at the show.
All right.
Beautiful.
Okay. Contact information. Well, it's my cell is 917-509-0528. I do take a lot of calls. So hopefully, you try not to bother me too much when I'm at work.
Right.
But we answer questions. You can always go on the website, Long Island, New York City, Oldsmobile Club. Usually, any search engine, you type that in, it'll be the first thing that pops up.
Right.
There's contact information on there and a lot of other information.
Yep.
And then, Bob?
Yeah, our website is li-nyc-olds-club.com. Our good friend Ed Osiski is answers a lot of the emails that come in on that.
He runs the web with Larry's help.
So we will get back to you. My cell phone is out there as well on some of the posters and the registration forms. It's 516-641-6464. I like to say hello to my wife if she's listening. Hi, Roseanne. But
thanks for letting him come out.
She let me out. I mean, as you know, I have a florist, and Mother's Day is coming up, and she's working very hard at the store, and she let me come out this afternoon.
That's nice.
So that's cool.
Thank you.
That's a good wife. Thank you.
I think we have a link to you on our website as well.
Yes, you do.
Let us go back to the phones one more time and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths and Tom and Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good. Who are we speaking with?
Tom.
Tom, where are you from?
Bethpage.
Good to hear from you, Tom. What's up today?
I got a 2016 Jeep. I went to bring it to get the transmission oil change, and they told me they have to drop the bottom of the transmission, and it's going to be like $1,100. What would you recommend? They said they recommended at 100,000 miles. And I'm planning on keeping the car. I'm sure for like 8 years, 10 years, I keep my car still forever.
16's a little new for my experience there, and I don't have the manuals on them yet. But first of all, how many miles you got?
Sounds excessive.
50,000.
I mean, I know that's erring on the side of caution. That's the dealership themselves.
The dealership recommends 100,000.
No, I understand it, but the dealership is the one that wants to do the job for $1,100.
Right.
Okay. I would, just for giggles, I would try a reputable tranny shop.
Right.
That has the, you know, they have the equipment now that what they do is they undo the cooling lines and they recycle the coolant through the cooling lines to the radiator. Oh, all right, which involves not dropping the, not having to drop any major assemblies. I believe, from what I know of other vehicles like that, it's not just like you gotta take the tranny out, tip it on its side, and dump all the fluid out, and then try and pour it in on the other side. You know, there's other procedures that are done at the same time, and which is all well and good.
And truthfully, most cars, new cars now, don't have a replaceable filter. It's a what they call a permanent filter, which, how stupid could you be?
Which means just buy a freaking tranny,
Yeah. Cool. But, right.
Yeah, you know, fuel pumps have been like that for years.
Same reason they don't change the fluid until 100,000 miles. I mean, by that time, the tranny's probably no good.
Yeah, well, no, they last, but
trannies last a lot longer than a car in general. You know, the fluids have gotten better and so forth.
But the fluid is in a very tough environment.
Yes. You know,
there's a lot of heat, a lot of friction. So I agree with Joe. I would say go to a reputable tranny shop. If you don't have one or know of one, you can contact us offline. Go to our website. Our email address is on there. You can send us an email. We'll give you a couple of directions to go to.
Because 16's not that old. I'm sure that they've handled them already. So,
okay.
You know, I would definitely go with that way because, deal's looking for full boat and they're going to probably do it the Chrysler manual way, which means if there's any shortcuts or anything like that.
Remove engine.
Yeah, right.
Disconnect negative battery terminal. Yeah. Then, remove engine.
Then.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All thanks. Man, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay,
okay. Well, that's you never know what's going to happen with a procedure like that.
Yeah,
that's
crazy. A lot of stuff these days is, you know, step one, remove motor. All kind of things like that, which is just like they figure they either want you to they want you to buy a new car.
Yeah.
Like I always say, cars are like iPhones now. You know, it's like you get your time out of them, and you just scrap them after that, you know?
Right.
You know, they'll make fine tuna fish cans, you know?
Yeah, right.
Plastic bottles or whatever,
sure.
Water bottles.
Absolutely.
But, you know, car, no. Yeah. Not like we can hang on to them like the older ones.
You're right. Like the cars we have. So what are you guys doing in the off season? We have a thing, but I don't have a light. Call hung up. When you're not doing a car show, what do you guys get involved in?
You know, I'm glad you asked because, you know, we're reaching out for new members.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we do is we have a meeting every month.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have it at a shop where we can bring our cars. There's two or three of those a year, barbecue. But, you know, if the callers out there, listeners out there are looking to join a club, I would definitely recommend it. That's something that we have a lot of activities through the year. We have a wine run. We have a holiday party. We have a nice group of guys. We've got, you know, we've got the motorheads and we've got guys with newer cars. Mm-hmm. But all in all, it's a nice group of guys. We meet every first Wednesday of the month. At BK Sweeney's in Bethpage.
Okay.
Our guests and our members, we put out food and drink, and there's no charge for that.
Nice.
We have about 50 members. We get about 35 guys at a meeting.
Okay.
We have a very active group. We have a very
that's good because
eclectic
guys,
group.
Because as the guys get older.
Yeah.
I know. You get a little less active sometimes.
Yeah.
Right?
So
and we do have a few women members.
Oh, yeah.
We've
got some. And we even got a couple of young fellows, too, that are joined.
Very good. Very
and
good.
A lot
which
of
the
wives
20s.
Get involved, too. A lot of wives are active.
That's like the old days. That's how it used to be.
Yeah. And you know, one of the benefits of joining a club is the friendship and the camaraderie and just talking about the old times.
The Oldsmobilery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Networking.
Thank you. Took the word right out of my head.
Networking.
Yeah. Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of like, I ain't seen it, you did. If he, we didn't see it, he did. Yeah.
Somebody did.
Which is kind of like our mission statement here is about networking and, you know, putting people together and getting answers and giving answers. And it's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, and so, we have a nice group of people, and we're able to have a good time.
And we're always open to guests. Anybody's welcome.
Everybody's
to
welcome.
Come and visit. We have very few guests that walk away and don't join. Yeah. So it's,
And we have a couple guys that own, you know, an Oldsmobile and a Chevy, or they own a Ford. And
well,
and
we don't have to have an Olds.
We have one or two guests that, I mean, one or two members that have Buicks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't discriminate.
Well, the BOP population's always been kind of its own close-knit group because we were always looked over back in the day. You know, it's like, you got a what?
Yeah. And all the Mopar guys are calling
Mopar's
in here, right?
Going strong. Yeah, Mopar has
Mopar
and always
Mouta.
Was going
Motormouth.
Strong. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Mopar Mouth Radio.
Mopar Mouth Radio.
Yes. As somebody tagged those, yes.
And I'll tell you, those shows are great, too. I listen to those. Some of those stories are just tremendous.
There's a roadrunner down the side street from the shop, and the guy said he was going to come in to have us do some work on it last year, and he hasn't. And I keep waiting to get my hands on that thing.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I know where that one is, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Green one, yeah.
We'll have to fly Mark Warren in.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what I do. When I do my test drives and all back through side streets, I'm always looking for cars, you know. And Oceanside's got a ton of stuff. There's
ton of stuff.
I'm jealous because, like, in Queens, everything's hidden. Nobody parks stuff in the driveway.
You know what's amazing? I mean, I drive around a lot with the job that I have.
Right.
And there's a 66 four-door Cutlass in Rosedale. There's a 64 F-85 in East Rockaway. There's I found a Hurst Olds and a 64 F-85 in Oceanside that have gone to people in the club. And there's a lot of stuff still out there that
there
amazes me that all of a sudden you see something and you're going, wow, you know.
Yeah.
And there's a guy with a couple of Pontiacs. And we get a lot of leads in the club. I mean, we'll get, you know, people call us, come on the website, and they say, hey, we got these kind of cars. What do we do?
Right. That's great.
Yeah, we do leads and tips at every meeting.
Yeah. Oh, again, the networking thing. Yeah. That's, that's great. Yeah, it's cool. It's you know, I love driving around and looking for that stuff. It's there's a couple I got my eyes on.
yeah, that's great. And so hopefully the listeners will come out to our show on the 19th. It's at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Fully judged, but a lot of family stuff going on, a lot of bouncy stuff for the kids and keep them occupied. And
And we're also supporting the North Belmore Racing Team, the Rinky Dinks. Can't forget them. They're great.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we'd be nowhere without them. Yep. They're basically a partner with us.
Yep.
And
partial proceeds go to the Rinky Dinks race and drill team, which, by the way, my stepfather was part of one of the state championship teams back in 60.
Right.
And our friend Christian
Price,
Long Island Racing, is a former Rinky Dink fellow, and we work real well with those guys, so we like them.
And I have to say, you know, I was with two other guys. I was part of. We did a car show with that field for 10 years, and it was one of the best places in Nassau County to do a car show. You know, indoor bathrooms.
Right.
That alone was like the reason my wife and kids would come. Like, oh, great, there's a real bathroom.
Great.
You know,
and you know, one other thing, Ray, the fire department. North Belmore Fire Department or the race team, the Rinky Dinks, have taken over the maintenance on that field.
Uh-huh.
That field has never been in better shape than it is today.
I'm jealous.
There's grass.
Yeah.
You know, there's pavement and grass there. But the field, they've cleaned it up. They're doing a great job with it.
To park cars on the grass.
Yeah, we do some grass.
And years past, it had a bad reputation.
Oh, well,
if it rained the week before, it was a slump.
When I was doing it, we had areas. We had to tell people, don't go by the curve. There's a We had to really keep people out of certain areas.
It's so much better. I mean,
it's so much better.
The day after the rain, you can drive on that grass.
Excellent.
It's so much better.
So we want to, you know, your listeners to know that's a good field and good spot, right off the Meadowbrook and Merrick Road. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, can't miss it.
That sounds like fun. Definitely.
Well, we thank you guys for coming in. It's a pleasure to have you. You're
always.
Yeah. You know, during the year, too.
These guys are batting 1,000 when it comes to that.
Not only when you have the show, but during the year, you guys want to come back and spend some time with us?
We'd love to.
Absolutely.
You know. We don't usually get asked back anywhere. But
Neither do we. Neither do we.
So it's a good match.
So with that, we got to wrap. Ray Guarino for Joe D, Tom, and Bob from the Long Island Olds Club. Thank you, guys.
Here comes Kim.
Next week is Mother's Day. We're doing our extravaganza. We'll see you then.
All right.
90.3 WHBC.